Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Well, thousands of New England Patriots fans lined the snowy streets of Boston today as their team took a victory spin to celebrate their Super Bowl victory over the Seattle Seahawks. WBUR's Fred Bever was there.
Despite the record-breaking snows, the parade route was clear and crowded. A musket brigade in Minuteman garb led the procession of duck boats and flatbed trucks from the city's Prudential Center across the Boston Marathon finish line and on to City Hall. They carried players, cheerleaders, team owner Robert Kraft with the Lombardi Trophy raised triumphantly over his head. Coach Bill Belichick came through, and wide receiver Julian Edelman stripped to a T-shirt while surfing the top of a truck cab. And quarterback Tom Brady, who earned his fourth Super Bowl ring on Sunday, kept his young son on his lap.
Brady, 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 Brady.
Fan Justin Coonan of Duxbury seemed particularly blissed out.
Yeah, I'm pretty damn happy because we waited 10 years to win again. And that's how much it means to the people. That's how much it means to the fans. I was crying when I saw that guy make the reception on the 5-yard line, but then they were stupid enough to throw the ball, and we got the interception. We won the Super Bowl.
Fans traveled here from all the New England states and beyond. Venezuelan native Geraldo Yusti used to live in Boston. He was here in 1996, the year the Patriots lost the Super Bowl to the Green Bay Packers. He says he's so excited by this year's win, he had to be here.
I am. I live in L.A. now, and I came all the way from there to watch the Super Bowl here and come to the parade.
And if there was any taint to the victory in the aftermath of the Deflategate allegations about ball tampering and the Patriots' win over the Indianapolis Colts, you couldn't find a hint of it in the proud streets of Boston. Azeb Hisha and Angelica Lang took the day off to join the joyful chaos. Hisha chalked up the controversy to jealousy.
When you have a good football team, we used to have a good basketball team, a good baseball team, and a good hockey team. People are looking for an excuse to bring our city down. That's just it. Best city in the world.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.